Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Mary Kay did say that Mike Hall Jr., who's been out with an illness, was back at practice today. So that is the one update that we have.
We got
still idle Jack Conklin, Denzel Ward, David Njoku, and Dylan Sampson. So we'll keep an eye on that for you.
Well, especially the Denzel Ward part of that. I mean, that is not having him out there definitely shows. You know, just because it puts everybody, you know, now all of a sudden Tyson Campbell's got to be on the number one wide receiver. You're playing a lot of Miles Harden. You're playing whomever else will be out there in the nickel spot. Like, it just lines everything up so much nicer when you got Denzel Ward. And it seems to be trending in a direction that we are not going to be over the moon with.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about the impact that Malik Collins has had this year. And
all right, we have the injury report real quick. Sam Kamara questionable for this game. Wyatt Teller questionable. Jack Conklin is out. David Njoku out. Dylan Sampson out. Denzel Ward out. Deshaun Watson out.
Sorry, I was watching a video of two rats fighting over a bagel.
Who won?
I don't think anybody won.
That's true. When you watch two rats fight over a bagel, nobody wins. That's why I tell everybody you should pull up the camera for the National Zoo and watch the pandas. That's one of the best things in this world. If I'm ever like mad at anything and like want to lose it on somebody, I will pull up the pandas playing in the snow at the Washington Zoo in the National Zoo in DC. It's wonderful.
I'm going to be so happy when we don't have to sit through another one of those press conferences. Those are so unbelievably boring. It is so hard to keep my eyes open during those.
How dare you take me away from the pandas?
Oh my God. It is insufferably boring to listen to.
What the hell do you want them? You want them to do shtick? You want a type 5?
That would
five?
Be fun. At least last week we got the stories of the dead deer on the car. That was fun. That was neat.
Now that I'm with you. Like, I mean, what do you want? Do you want Kevin Spacey to walk out there and go, hey, guys, I get no respect. No respect at all. I tell you. Like, is that what you're looking for?
I'll tell you
are
this.
You looking for my dog has no nose? How does he smell? Like, what the hell are we doing here?
Like,
of course, this is what these press guys. Anthony, you don't understand. Behind those curtains. And behind those doors, we got UFOs, we got aliens, we've got stuff you've never heard of. There's a Tesseract back there powering the whole damn place. We can't have anybody see anything that's going on in Area 51 Berea.
The Tesseract, is that what they're going to use in Brook Park?
Probably. It's going to power the whole damn thing, get it off the grid. You don't have to worry about it then. Maybe I've been institutionalized. Like, maybe it's been one of those things. Like, you know what I'm talking about, Shawshank Redemption? Have you seen Shawshank Redemption?
Oh, yeah.
Or am I way over your head?
Oh,
right?
No, I've
First,
seen it.
When you look at those walls, you hate them. Then you accept them. Then all of a sudden you rely on them. And maybe that's where I am with Kevin Stefanski press conferences, is that I've been institutionalized, that I've just accepted the walls for what they are. And I've accepted the fact that I will not see past those walls for anything.
Is it part of my job description to, like, react to stuff like that? Like,
yes.
That was just...
Nap-inducing?
Nap-inducing.
Yeah. You're not inaccurate. I mean, he waxed poetic on Myles Garrett. I'd like to do some wax poetic on our side as well when it comes to Myles Garrett, because he's been unbelievable this season, and he's about to break the single season sack record. And he's about to do it in less than 16 games, which would really send a message.
So I have a stipulation around getting the sack record on Sunday if he gets it. I need them to still be in the game when he gets the sack record.
Oh, you don't want... You know, here's Brett what I Favre don't falling want. To the turf.
No, like I don't.
Michael Strahan kind of pushes him and goes, yeah.
Yeah, right. Like, I don't believe that like anybody's going to take a dive for him like Brett Favre did. But what I don't want is it's the end of the third quarter. The Browns are down 27-3. They've been unable to move the ball all day. It's been an absolute disaster. The bridge back to the city of Cleveland is full of fans, and then Myles Garrett gets his sack record and they play the tribute video, and it's like, all right, well, this has been such a hapless performance, but yay, the most impressive thing that's ever been done and by a defensive player ever.
Let's get into this in a little bit. What do you expect to see when Myles Garrett breaks the sack record, and are you going to be thrilled for it? 216-474-0092, or are you gonna be thrilled for this, or does the overarching theme of the season depress your excitement for Myles Garrett? Now, Dan Manigan, Anthony Landon for Baskin and Phelps.
What you just said there about the Myles Garrett thing, you want it to mean something.
Yes.
In a season where nothing has meant, where everything has meant nothing, in a season where everything has just been terrible and down and fighting about different things, you want something. And, you know, this being the sack record, one of the records that, you know, in a world where we don't even really look at records anymore in many things, because either some of them are just unbreakable or, you know, you're kind of more in the ring culture thing, to have him be able to break this thing on, as you mentioned, a crucial third down, the game is still
awesome.
In play, it would feel like, you know what, I didn't sit through all of this for nothing. Like, this season has been a waste. It's been terrible to watch. It's been mostly fighting.
It's been dreadful football.
And not a lot of fun. But if I'm able to look back and say, you know what? I watched his first sack. I watched every single sack this season. And that one felt good. That's going to be the time where you have a little bit more than everybody standing up and golf clapping at Huntington Bank Field.
Martin Estronsville, welcome to the show, man.
You two guys could not be more wrong, okay?
Oh, sure.
Think about this. Okay, think about this. How many times have the Browns been playing with the lead this season? What, one, two, maybe?
Very few.
And by the third, right. So that means the other team doesn't have to throw the ball that much, okay? They get ahead and they can run it a lot more to chew up the clock. The fact that Myles is doing it this year makes it even more spectacular. If the Browns ever had the lead, he'd have more like 30 sacks this year already. That's what makes this such an achievement.
That's a really good point. I can't get mad or push back on anything. Right. You're right. He has probably had less opportunities than a lot of other teams would do. I don't know. Maybe I'm just jaded. Maybe it's just me.
Well, I don't think we're discounting
that, Martin.
I don't think we're discounting the record. Like, that has been the thing that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
this year that we've been able to all agree on and actually pay attention and have some fun with is his sack record. Like that, you know, I think this offseason, you know, when Jim Schwartz was like, oh, he's going to take it to another level this year, and Myles Garrett, we're like, how do you do that?
Yeah, how do you go to a different level? Well, hell, we just saw it.
Player this year, but yeah, I don't.
But guys, you got to realize, I mean, he just has not had any type of chance because they don't have any type of passing game where they can get ahead. So, you know, I mean, the only reason he got a sack in last week's game was because Detroit kept throwing the ball. They didn't need to.
Appreciate it, Martin. Enjoy the holidays. It's a good point. I mean, it's a good point that he's probably had less. And look, I'm taking nothing away from Myles Garrett. I think I'm just jaded and grumpy. And I think that's part of what's done it because I've watched so much bad football this year, and maybe the overall taste in the special teams and the offense has found its way into how I'm looking at the whole team instead of trying to separate everything.
Well, like, I agree with you. And I feel that way sometimes too, where it's a, you know, third quarter, fourth quarter sack, the game's well then over, the offense is looking terrible, and the special teams make 100 different mistakes, and then Myles Garrett gets his sack, right, and does a celebration. You go, all right, man, like, we get it, dude, but you're not really helping us win a ball game.
But the thing is he is. He's just around him is just hogwash.
Yeah, and I mean, I've even fallen into, look, this offseason, when he was on Radio Row, I was like, dude, just trade him. If we're going to be this
bad
anyways,
play this game.
Right, just trade him. And I do think that factors a lot into how people are going to view when he ends up setting the sack record. You know, like,
is that it? Do you think the animosity of the offseason, I think that's playing into it?
I think that, yeah, for some reason, he's just never latched on to the Cleveland fan base like some other players that we've had here. Like, I know in the morning they mentioned Nick Chubb as sort of like a Cleveland, like even Joel Bitonio, like you see him as like Cleveland Browns through and through, and he can do no wrong whatsoever. Myles, for whatever reason, just never really hit the fan base that way. And and then this offseason was just a whole different thing.
I wonder if this offseason was the reason why you think that way. Like, and I'm not, I shouldn't point it that way. I wonder if this offseason and the way that this all ended for everybody and the fact that he took the cash and we all went, all right, well, you took the cash. Like, you're in for this. You know, you signed up for it. You saw the writing on the wall. Whatever the quarterback plan was, you clearly were okay with it. Now, I highly doubt what has transpired was the plan that he signed up for. Because if he signed up for this plan, whew, maybe should have added another zero on the tail end of that contract. But
check,
like,
check still clear.
First and the 15th, baby. First and the 15th. But like, I wonder if that's what's playing into it. It's such a fascinating thing. Matt from Stowe, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
I'm well. Yourself?
I'm good. I'm going to piggyback off the last caller. So what Myles is doing is unprecedented, right? He's doing it with fewer attempts, and he's not even going to be considered for MVP. If you go back and look at who's up for it right now, right? Maybe Drake May, Stafford, and they're having great seasons. But look at what Stafford was. He's doing what he's done his whole career, basically. He's not, and it's not to discredit that. That's fantastic. 5,000 yards, 40 TDs. That's dope. That's amazing. But it's not what Myles is doing. This is I don't want to say monumental, but this stuff doesn't happen, right? They're just really good at what they do. But it's kind of a league-wide norm, if you will. What Myles is doing is next level, and he'll get no votes for MVP. And that, to me, is a crime.
That's interesting. I mean, it's a quarterback league, and like those are the guys that get paid the most. So those are your faces of the franchise. So I'm just sort of under the assumption that for now until the end of time, unless somebody has an otherworldly offensive season, it's just going to be a quarterback award for the rest of time.
Yeah.
The defensive player of the year is almost like the defensive MVP.
It pretty much is. You're right. It's always been my complaint with this stuff is that the MVP is always going to quarterback. So two defensive players have won the MVP. LT in 1986, Lawrence Taylor. And then in 1971, Alan Page won for the Minnesota Vikings. Those are the only two times a defensive player has won the MVP.
Yeah, and I mean, back then they were still running the I formation, wing T type deal.
Wishbone.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it is amazing how far this stuff has come, and it's the fact you're right. This is a quarterback award, and I've always thought that we should just do best quarterback You know, just have its own category right. where it's like best quarterback, you know, the most valuable quarterback, and then have the MVP for everybody else, because it's such a hard conversation to have an MVP discussion of, where you're going, Myles Garrett should be the MVP of the league. Here's the 150 reasons why. And they're like, yeah, you won three games. And if we removed you from this defense, you probably would win what? One game? Like, that's the thing with it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's always the MVP argument is, okay, so what happens when you remove this guy from the team? Are they able to tread water? And like, that's where it sucks, because Myles Garrett should be under consideration for the MVP. And I wish he would be. It's just not the league we're living in. And maybe he'll get a couple votes, you know, a couple second place, a couple third place in between there. It'll be cool.
I can totally see a world where Sunday afternoon at like 5 o'clock, somebody calls into the post game show with Jeff and Tyvis and is like, oh, like, I didn't even celebrate Myles getting the sack record. Why, this team's so hapless, it doesn't even matter.
I hope he does it early in the first quarter when it's still a game, so that everybody in that stadium can give him a standing ovation, and that everybody can watch whatever they decide to put together of the tribute, and he can have his moment in the sun where everybody praises him. And he does not do it midway through the third quarter when they're down by 20. And it's just
right, because by that point, it's you've had an hour and a half of just screaming
exactly
at how bad everything's been going,
about how pathetic it's all gotten.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.